Well, in the Hamilton region in the state south, there's a concerted effort underway to start revegetating some of the paddocks and hills that are so unique to the area. Buffeted by icy winds in winter and harsh sun in summer, the plants need to be pretty tough. The town's native nursery is part of the Derwent Catchment Project, and it's ramping up to provide the seedlings that farmers are requesting. Fiona Breen visited the nursery to find out more.
That's the sound of Karen Phillips preparing some seeds for planting. We're at the native nursery in the Derwent Valley town of Hamilton.
I'm sieving some blackwood seed at the moment. The seed is in a long pod, and often you get leaves and the pod when you're collecting the seed. So you need to let that dry out for a little bit and then put it through a series of sieves to try and get all of, you know, sort of the big stuff out and just left with the seed.
And these have been collected locally?
Yes, from some of the farmers around in the Derwent Valley. I've got one man in particular who loves collecting blackwood seed for me, and I have more than enough blackwood seed now, thanks to him.
Treating seed or getting seed ready for you to plant here at the nursery, that's quite a job in itself, and you have to do a whole lot of different preparations. Tell me about some of the more unusual things that you have to do that perhaps people don't know about.
So some seed, like your prickly box, needs a period of cold treatment. I have to sort of think a few months in advance about sowing that. It can overwinter, so it just sort of needs that period of cold before it will actually germinate.
Some of the seeds you treat, or to get them active, you burn them. Tell me about what that is.
Yep, so some of the cones, like your Hakeias or Banksias, have quite a hard, woody kind of cone. And if you think of sort of the Australian landscape, when it burns, eucalypts are the same. That sort of opens up those hard, woody capsules to release the seed.
So you actually do a bit of burning here at the nursery in Hamilton?
I do sometimes, yes. Just for the fun, really, more than anything. But
so how many different types of seed would you have here roughly?
So I grow about 50 different species here, so ranging from grasses up to eucalypts.
A good autumn season for you?
Yes, that's right, yep. So I've got a lot more seed with the development of the nursery here. Facilities here are a lot better and, should have a bumper crop this year, I think.
Okay, well, let's have a look at what happens. We've got the seeds. What next?
So those blackwood seeds, they have to be soaked in boiling water. So they need a specific treatment themselves. What I would do is put those seeds into a glass jar and pour boiling water over them and let them sit for 24 hours. And that just sort of does a bit of scarification of the seed coat and softens that seed coat to allow for germination.
And then do you go to this next spot here?
Yes, that's right. So I'll sow that seed into a seedling tray with a propagation mix, which is sort of perlite and vermiculite. So it has good drainage, a bit of water holding capacity. And then they'll sit in the hothouse till it germinates. And then we move on to the next stage.
Okay, well, tell me about the next stage and where do we go from here?
So the next stage is pricking out. Pricking out, I do all of my pricking out into square forestry tubes, which are these ones here. So I just rack those up into a tray, fill those trays up with potting mix, and then prick out each individual plant from the seedling tray into their own individual pots.
And then is it about putting them somewhere where they get to experience the delights of the Hamilton climate?
Yes, so they, once they're pricked out, they stay under the shade for 2 to 3 weeks, and then they get put outside and just, they have to
deal with it,
yes. The very extreme climate that we have out here.
It's often quite harsh in winter, can be quite hot in summer.
Yes, very hot. Yeah, it's always a couple of degrees hotter in summer than it is in Hobart, and a couple of degrees cooler in winter. So it's not uncommon for it to be completely frozen out here. I have had several mornings where I've come out and the plants are completely frozen, including the root ball.
I suppose that's part of it, though, because you're actually providing plants for the local farmers, a lot of the local area, so it has to be pretty tough, or it has to be used to the local conditions.
They have to be bomb-proof, these plants, yep.
Yes, they do. And what are you seeing going out to farms at the moment? What are farmers wanting? I know this is, some of it's going out with the Derwent catchment project. That's for right. Some revegetation of paddocks, etc.
Yep.
What sorts of things are flying out the door?
Blackwoods, a range of different eucalypt species as well.
Yep. You've also just recently sent out quite a bit of saltbush.
Yes, that's right. Yep. So we've had a few foraging shrub trials on, I think it's 6 or 7 different farms in the Derwent Valley. So I've grown 15,000 Atroplex here at the nursery.
So you've also got a lot of native grasses.
Yes, that's right. Yep. So native grasses are good for bank stabilisation, filler plants as well.
And yep. You're doing a bit of an expansion here, so it's onwards and upwards for this Hamilton nursery.
It is onwards and upwards, yes. We're getting bigger and bigger. Word is getting out there that that we're here and that we're providing plants for sort of for the local area. For the Derwent Valley area. And yeah, so I'm getting sort of calls almost daily now to ask if I can provide plants for, yeah, sort of either for windbreaks or for river restoration, that kind of thing.
And that was Karen Phillips. She's the manager of the Hamilton Nursery in the Derwent Valley. And you can see a pic of Karen at the nursery with a whole lot of those seedlings on our ABC Rural Facebook page. And joining me on the line now is Eve Lazarus, who works with the Derwent Catchment Project. She can often be found out in the paddock with the farmers. Thanks for joining us, Eve.
Oh, no problem, Fiona.
Now, there's been a lot going on up in that area all around Hamilton, out on the farms, despite COVID-19, I have to say, which is great news. And you've been out and about a fair bit talking to those farmers and sort of looking at what they need to plant or what they're planting.
Yeah, that's right. It's been great, actually, that we still have managed to get out there. And, yeah, so part of our Pasture Network program, which is funded through the Australian National Land Care Program, Australian Government, and through NRM South. So we've been basically, that program's quite large. Part of that is the trees on farms. So we've been out there talking to people, providing them with support. We go out to the site and help them actually work out what to do. So rather than doing it over the phone, we'd like to get a sense of what's happening on the ground, what kind of soil, what they're looking at doing, where
it's
the prevailing winds not, coming from.
It's not hard to isolate out there, is it? Because often you might be the only 2 or 3 people, you know, for kilometres.
Oh, right.
And you might be out on one of those bare hills near Hamilton, out in the Derwent Valley. So you can easily do that 1.5 distancing, et cetera.
Yeah, definitely. That's right. And we have had a joke with the farmers because, you know, they turn up to work in the morning with their crew and go, g'day, right, so you go that way, you go that way, we'll see at the end of the day. So not a lot's changed for them out there. But in saying that, yes, of course, we have had measures in place with moving around and transport. But when we actually get out there, obviously, there's plenty of space.
And we've been out to some pretty interesting places. I've been out there with you and some farmers looking at some of those hills, those north-facing hills, and they're all looking at different shrubs they're going to plant in terms of feeding, trying to feed sheep but also keep all the soils in place, so to speak, so there's less of that erosion. That's one of the things.
Yes. Yes, that's right. So that was, yeah, that's a forage shrub trial, so with saltbush.
Yeah. And now with this nursery, there's just so much more that is available for farmers to plant in various areas. I suppose...
Yeah, that's right.
Decades past, they would have been planting pine trees for shelter belts.
Yeah, pine trees were popular. And, you know, we've got to say, they grow. They're pretty impressive
well,
at
they?
It.
And fast. And
they grow very well. Yeah, no, that's right. That's right. And they are, you know, for shelter and shade, obviously shelter and shade is extremely important for livestock, particularly with, you know, post, you know, lambing and post-shearing. But, yeah, we're encouraging a bit of native diversity because there's lots of benefits for farms.
And that's where things like these blackwoods, yeah. Karen was talking about, would be perfect.
Yeah, that's right. Blackwoods, lots of different acacia species because they grow up fast. And then you've got some of the slower growing species that come up behind them, like the eucalypts. So ideally getting, you know, a 30 species mix in a few shelter belts is spot on. So then we can encourage more insects and lizards and bats and things that provide services for farmers. So, yeah, they help with pollination and they also provide, you know, pest control.
So Karen's getting them to a certain point. How much care do some of these native plants need once they're out in the paddock or on the hill or by the river?
Yeah, that's a good question, Fiona, because they can be quite tricky natives. Despite being obviously native and from the area, they do take a bit of time to establish back into a landscape. So really we find that that first year, that first summer is the tough one, and then after that they'll be more resilient. So we've got a few tricks up our sleeve, and that's what we offer as a service to try and help people to be able to use their investment the best ways possible and get the best results, because I know a lot of farmers have tried before and they do get a bit disappointed, let's say, when they put all that investment and money fair in enough. And then they just get dead sticks with nothing on them. And also, obviously, there's the wallabies and the wildlife generally. So, you know, it is tough, and we understand the trickiness of it, but there is ways to do it well, and we're very happy to share that. Tips, sure. Okay, so the actual way that you plant a plant in the ground, just that taking the time to do it well and leaving a little dip where you put the plant in. So if you dig like a spade by spade depth, plant the plant, and then you pack in the soil, but you leave like a little dip so that any moisture will run into that. So you don't want a little kind of mound. You want it the opposite. You want like a little dip. It's not too deep. So that then any moisture will be trapped there and provide a bit more support for them, because obviously, you know, the dry spells are really tough.
Yeah, okay. And look, just finally, what I found interesting coming out to see you and some of those farmers out there is that there's that next generation. There's quite a few young farmers in the area carrying on work and revegetating in various areas.
Yeah, that's right. There's some long-term people who've been doing, you know, trees on farms with natives for a long time out there, 30 plus years. And a lot of younger people who are interested in looking at sort of sustainability long-term on farm. So part of having shelter belts that are native is that you do create a more resilient farming system. And it does help with that push-pull of the climate. Climate variation as well as changing climate. So it's great to see. And even people who have applied for grants and are doing sort of native seed collection and then growing them to put back into the ground, which is something that our nursery offers as well.
Fantastic. Eve Lazarus from the Derwent Catchment Project, thanks for joining the Country Hour.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much for having me.